Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Alexandra Hart. Election day has now come and gone, and it's still unclear who will win the two biggest races on the ballot. In the special election to fill a vacant at-large seat on the Houston City Council, Dwight Boykins and Alejandra Salinas appear headed to a runoff. Jordan Thomas was one of those who fell short, coming in third place. The former city council candidate was a long-shot candidate with little name recognition, but he did receive the Houston Chronicle editorial board endorsement for his willingness to criticize Mayor John Whitmire. He received 16% of the vote, which he says shows support for his priorities.
Whether you are a progressive or an urbanist, or you hate that HPD is collaborating with ICE, whatever brought you into this campaign, those things still hold true for me. They still hold true for you. And they have not been getting the type of voice that they need at City Hall.
The special election for the vacant 18th congressional district seat has also headed to a runoff. Former city council member Amanda Edwards and Harris County attorney Christian Menefee will face off early next year. Voters approved all 17 proposed amendments to the Texas Constitution. Many of those measures restrict the creation of certain taxes. Meanwhile, the Cypress Fairbanks ISD School Board of Trustees has voted out their conservative majority. Leslie Gilmart, Cleveland Lane Jr., and Kendra Camarena have won their bids for seats in Districts 5, 6, and 7. Here's Gilmart at the victory party.
So to see the margins in the early vote and mail ballots come in is really affirming and beyond my expectations. But you know what? That's what I've been saying this whole time. Our coalition, this campaign, has just exceeded my expectation.
The upset means the board is losing their current president and vice president. Natalie Blassingame, the board's vice president, chose to run in District 6 against her former ally and current president, Scott Henry. It appears to have split that voter block, costing them both their seats. The new board members will be officially sworn in on December 11th.